I just wanted to take a moment on the eve of my, or what would have been my father's 72nd birthday. Oh my goodness. Wow. 72 years. So I just wanted to take a moment and share a very special lesson that I learned in being with him, caring for him, and letting him care for me in the final months before he transitioned to whatever's next. And we're all connected. We're all here together, especially when we have that precious life to live together, to be connected physically, to hold each other's hands. And that was the gift, was being able to hold his hands. I went to see my spiritual teacher, Sai Ma Lakshmi Devi, who gives great, great ceremonies that are called darshans in the Hindu tradition. And my partner and I lined up to be blessed by her as a master, as a teacher. And she looked in my eyes when I finally got to her after waiting in front of hundreds of people, and she said, "Ah," she said, "how's your dad doing?" So she was already tuned in to what was going on. She knew that my dad was getting close, and she said, "In this time of transition, the most important thing I want you to do is to hold his hands. Hold his hands and keep taking care of him." She said, "I will be with him on this side in the transition and on the other side." She said, "I will help him make the transition, as will you. Just hold his hands." And that's what I did. I went back to hospice and I took her advice. And whenever he would sit with me, I would hold his hands. And there was one time we were sitting together and he held my hands and he bowed his head, like in a deep sense of prayer and meditation. And we went into silence for about 20, 25 minutes. We meditated with our heads bowed towards each other, holding each other's hands. And I realized that he got the whole hand-holding thing just as much as I did. That it was an opportunity not for me just to care for him, but for him to care for me, for him to prepare me for the transition as much as for me to support him in the process.